The gold leaf for the crown and robe was 3 times as thick as today's standard gold leaf and was highly polished with an agate stone. For the hair, a 2-sided metal foil was used with gold on one side and silver on the other. Tinted with a reddish translucent glaze, the magnificent flowing head of hair shimmers impressively in strawberry blonde and semi-gloss highlights. The skin color is a mix of white, red, and ochre tones. The paint was dabbed on in a viscous consistency to create the impression of skin pores. The eyebrows were painted into the wet skin color, with each extended hair rendered with a brush with a single pig's bristle. Afterwards, other details were added, such as the red tones on the cheeks, the mouth, and so on. In the detailed studies, you can trace the process of painting the eyes, from the iris to the white of the eye and the pupil. This reconstruction clearly indicates how, in its importance and complexity, medieval sculpture painting could hardly be considered inferior to panel or easel painting.